Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Relax,
we got you covered. We're gonna help you with your work day blues, your work week blues, I should say. It's a Monday, that's kind of blah, but we're here for you. Now, of course, Head Crack, he's feeling a little under the weather, so he's out sick, but don't worry. The other three amigos there in Atlanta holding down the fort. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Yeah. boy, for a Monday, we are jam-packed, because a lot happened over the weekend. Gwyneth got married, plus Kanye West and Lindsay Lohan have finally come to their senses.
No.
I'll explain that mess. But first, I think some exciting stuff is happening. It's been a very exciting couple of weeks for our very own Portia Williams, because not only does she have a bun in the oven, but the streets are talking. And by the size of that rock on your left hand, Portia, is Miss Portia Williams engaged?
Yes,
yeah,
maybe a little bit.
I'm
engaged.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to get married. This is the glacier that the Titanic hit, okay?
I'll tell you what, future hubby.
To my man McKinley, okay?
So how did he do it?
Tell us everything.
So he told me we're going to a charity event, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'll be dressed up or whatever.
Right.
So he was like, you know, but the top donors got to get in this chopper, and then we're going to take the chopper over to this place in Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not getting no chopper.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I ended up getting in, and so we did a chopper ride over to the location. And when we got out of the chopper, I was like, okay, I got to put on my heels. Like, you know, we're about to walk in. He was like, no, you're good, you're good. As soon as we hit and walked into the room, I saw the flowers, and I heard Little Mo sing in our song. Will you live
with it, loving me for life?
Okay, can't sing no more. I gotta pay for it.
No, you don't. That's my girl. We good.
Okay, good. Shout out to Mo. So she was in there singing our favorite song. We have made millions of videos to singing it together.
Oh, y'all called her?
He called her.
Oh,
he said
my God.
She's there singing. Nobody's in the room but us.
Wow.
And all I saw was like flowers, candles, her singing, him standing there. And I'm like, oh my God.
Dope.
And he dropped down on a knee. Now, when he asked me, y'all, I didn't even know what he was saying. I just said to myself, Portia, you should say yes out loud. I was that in shock.
It gets
when
foggy.
He did it.
Yeah, you're like, it's a blur.
It does. It was like such a blur. But my baby, he showed out. And I love you so much, baby. I cannot wait for the rest of our lives.
Oh. Is there going to be a bachelorette party, and do you need a stripper?
Mike, let me see you audition. Y'all out there in America,
oh, you
tell
want,
me,
you,
can
you want
get
some
a
of
job?
This, Portia? You want some of that, baby? I can Magic Mike all over you.
Franklin.
Congratulations,
yes.
Portia. We
Thank
love you, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys. Yes. I love you all. And I love my Dennis.
Oh. Okay, y'all, let's get back to Dish Nation. Well, we all thought we got the old Kanye West back after what seemed like an apology tour and returned to Chicago last month. But the MAGA hat wearing pro-Trump Kanye is back.
They bullied me backstage. They said, don't go out there with that hat on.
sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm going to listen to y'all now. Or I'm going to put my Superman cape on. Because this means you can't tell me what to do. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree, but y'all be going at that man neck a lot, and I don't think it's actually that helpful.
He is absolutely, he's almost obsessed.
He is. He's lost his damn mind, honey.
Yeah, I can understand if it was a hat that I looked really good in and the message sucked, but I look good in this hat. But he didn't look good in that.
No, it's like flat, like a painter's hat. Didn't even
look good. Yeah, exactly. It's been sat on for a week or something. He's making it with the base going, I'm a Trump guy. I'm with you. Let me relate to you in that way since we don't relate any other way. So he is setting himself up for that presidential run, I swear to God.
He absolutely is. But you know what? In the meantime, he's losing some of his friends. Like, one of his friends, Swiss Beats, he spoke out. He's like, okay, I love you, Kanye, but
that hat. That hat was so disheveled. I think he did that hat.
Lindsay Lohan, she's back in the headlines because she tried to, this is crazy, she tried to grab and coerce a small child from his parents. This happened in Moscow over the weekend. And get this, she got punched in her face. Take a look.
Is he your son? Don't fuck a son. Yes. Give me your hand. I'm like in shock right now. I don't think I can ever change.
Okay, a couple things.
They fixed my asshole.
I don't know what accent that was, but the accent, the one that whatever she was trying to do, she forgot to do when she was crying. She's like, I'll never change. Wait, were you talking about your accent?
She got the accent slapped right out of her mouth.
Stop playing with people.
Yeah, see, over here in America, we do all this videotaping of every little thing that happens over there. They're like, we don't give a damn.
Right.
Is she saying that she can't change because she might have been, you know, under the influence of something where she's like, she can't help herself, she'll never change. She'll always be the, I went too far with the alcohol or drugs tonight.
I thought it was, I can't change, but I'm always going to be concerned about children and making sure that they're with,
But why would she want to take the child? I still don't understand.
I think she was wanting to know, is that your child?
Exactly.
Yeah, she thought that child was being taken.
She thought it was funny, though, with the fake Arabic accent.
Right. What would you do, Portia, once you have this child of yours and somebody comes up and just wants to say, is this your child, and decides to take it? What would you do, Portia?
Didn't y'all catch pictures of Black China swinging her baby cart?
Well, Kanye West wasn't the only one making headlines for being on SNL. The first new episode of SNL, after Pete Davidson got engaged to pop star Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Well, he admitted something on the show that had some people laughing and some people raising their eyebrows.
Well, the man doesn't always have to be the breadwinner in a relationship.
Goddamn right, Colin. He does not. Yeah, last night I switched her birth control with Tic Tacs. No, I believe in us and all. But, you know, I just want to, like, make sure.
At least he's as bewildered as we are that she's even with him.
I got to get her pregnant.
Yeah, before she wakes up, I better get her pregnant.
And she realizes she's with Pete Davidson.
Right.
Oh, come on, Portia. I see that ring on your finger and you're pregnant. How many Tic Tacs do you take? Come on.
No wonder why I got diabetes from Tic Tacs. And a baby instead.
But I was a younger man. I would have been like, okay, she makes a lot of money, you know, but I wouldn't have, you know, given her Tic Tacs or done anything like that. But now that I'm older, I mean, if I was with a billionaireess, I'd poke so many holes in my condom. Do you think I was wearing a shower head? Portia, would you ever date anybody or be engaged to anybody who made less money than you?
Of course. Right. Yeah, I mean, you can't be out here.
That's the beauty of having your own money.
But here's the thing. I think that women who have money are more likely to ask for a prenup and be accepted by a guy who's going to get in the marriage than a guy who's rich, and all of a sudden he asks you to get a prenup. You're like, how dare you? Not forever. I don't know what accent that was. That might have been Pakistani.
I would sign a prenup. It wouldn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me one way or another.
That's because you have money.
Your money, my money is all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Something like that, Heidi. No, no, it's all the same.
What's yours is mine, what's mine is mine.
Exactly. Up next, actress Gwyneth Paltrow's wedding took place over the weekend. After the break, we have all the juicy details coming right back at you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up? Yay. Welcome.
It seems like love has been in the air lately. Gwyneth Paltrow jumped the room with her beau producer, Brad Falchuk, this past weekend.
Ooh.
Congratulations, girl. Now, they got married in the Hamptons, surrounded by tons of celebrity friends, such as Cameron Diaz, Robert Downey Jr., and also Jerry Seinfeld, and more. But there was one person who was not in attendance.
Who's that? Jesus.
I pray he was there. That's how you're going to keep it together.
Yeah.
Well, no. Gwen's ex-husband, Chris Martin. Honey, he was too busy with his new boo, Dakota Johnson, 100 miles away in New York City, performing at the Global Citizen Music Festival.
Why would he want to be there anyway?
Well, you know, it's been rumored that they have been really close friends even after the divorce. So a lot of people just kind of speculated that, of course, he would be there at the nuptials, but he wasn't there because he was busy getting his own coin.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. We all gotta work.
Would y'all do this? Would y'all invite y'all's exes to y'all wedding?
Most definitely not.
Why not?
Because.
Now, if I was to go to my friend's wedding, even though I'd be in Broken, I'd be thinking, I wonder if they doing it like we did.
First of all, you can't be thinking that at nobody else's wedding. You gotta be totally free of all feelings and emotions. No. Otherwise, you're gonna be sitting there with bad thoughts.
I'm not gonna lie, you do.
Yeah, you're wondering.
Yeah.
You ain't been to no ex's funeral.
I ain't been to no ex's
wedding.
I would love to go to that.
That's what it's like.
One in attendance.
They died to me.
R.I.P.
All right, well, honey. Well, speaking of love, child, honey, Miss Tiffany Haddish almost had her own flavor of it. Now, honey, the actress was making her rounds, promoting her new film, Night School, and had an unexpected response to a question asked. Take a look.
Is Tiffany Haddish New York? Is Tiffany Haddish New York? Oh, the lady from the reality show? Hell no. I got all my real and ass. You know I auditioned for that show, Flavor Flav. When I found out that it was Flavor Flav, you had to be in the house, and I was like, oh, no, thank you. I don't want this job.
You said no, thank you.
No, thank
you.
I said, no, thank you.
Oh my God. If she would have been on the show, it would have been good.
I think she would have given those ratchet girls, baby, a run for their money,
child. Hell yeah.
I would have given her. I mean, just think of her being on there with Flavor Flav.
Ooh, I don't even know what was wrong with most of them anyway.
The check, the TV shine.
Well, let Tiffany say it. He's very black.
I mean, that's what Delicious said.
Delicious said it, too?
Well, usually ugly guys are, but, you know. Y'all think, Tiffany would have beat down Pumpkin?
Hell yeah, Tiffany would have told her to shreds, honey. Beat her down to the very last compound.
I mean, New York got to her, so you know Tiffany had to.
She did. Honey, New York couldn't get to her fast enough. They was tripping and falling, trying to grab at each other. Yes, then she hit a mirror or a glass the camera. The face hit the camera or something.
You don't spit it out by the face?
Oh, no.
You showed
up.
Ever. Forever, never. Well, y'all, we all busy here at the Nation, and I'm traveling all the time. Gary, you busy dishing tea everywhere. And Portia, you preparing for your little bambino to arrive. So we need someone to help run our businesses when we are out of town and our backs are against the wall.
Yes, honey.
But you know what's not smart?
What?
Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation to hire the right person.
There's so many job recruiting websites. What makes ZipRecruiter so different?
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. It's powerful matching technology that scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates first. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S.
Really? Oh, well, that's cute, ZipRecruiter, child.
That's right. And right now, our viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yes, and up next, if you've been in a love drought, Sierra's prayers might help you get delivered. All of this and more right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Well, Gary, if you're looking for a man like Russell Wilson, the NFL star, this may be the answer to all your prayers, ladies. A book titled Sierra's Prayer. The prayer Sierra prayed for Russell Wilson is causing a media frenzy. And according to the book's description, it will give you details on what kind of prayers to pray to get yourself a Russell Wilson.
Oh, really? So is Russell Wilson a ha-ha?
Yeah, he is the ha-ha, honey. Mm. You didn't know?
No, well, I mean, I know Miss Sierra got her man because she went from thugs to a nice, wholesome guy, but I mean...
When Sierra got with him, got married, had that beautiful wedding, then had a beautiful baby, and all the single girls were like, Sierra, what is the prayer? Just tell it to us. And we need it. And we need her prayer specifically word for word. Don't leave nothing out.
Don't leave nothing out,
honey. Nothing out. Because we don't want you to mess up a word and we end up with Leroy.
Okay? Don't do that now. One word could mess it up.
We ain't got nothing against Leroy. Don't do that.
Leroy, honey, have you picking cotton again, honey. So, I mean, so, Portia, what's the prayer that you prayed to get your man, honey?
Oh, honey, let me tell you. I just claimed it in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And Lord, did he deliver. Thank you, Jesus. It just came to me. Okay, no, y'all, for real. If Sierra came out with a book on how to get you a man, would y'all read it for real?
Wait, a good one. You got to put good in front of it.
A good one.
I think it would be readable. I mean, because especially I have a lot of friends, honey, would definitely need to read a book, honey.
What he's saying is he wouldn't read it, but he'd pass it on to his friends.
Yeah, why you saying you wouldn't read it? Everybody can do with a little bit of Russell now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I believe in the Lord. We believe in the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord,
but she's giving you her prayer that she's sent.
We know how to pray, honey. We grew up in church. Oh, Jesus.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. K. Michelle was not here for Amber Rose's comments about Bill Cosby.
Oh. What happened?
After the news broke about Bill Cosby sentencing to jail for sexual assault, Amber Rose took to social media expressing her views. She said, I hope he doesn't die in jail. I hope he does the full 10 years and then dies the day he gets out.
Oh, my God. See, that's not cute, honey.
Yeah,
exactly. People were super upset about this comment. They were going in on Twitter, in on Instagram, in on everywhere, honey. And one of those people who were upset was K. Michelle. She blasted Amber on Twitter by saying, annoying. You have no room to speak on Bill Cosby, or black men for that matter, being the only thing you've done is suck.
Oh,
I feel dirty saying it.
Well, I mean,
So what do y'all think? I mean, K. Michelle went on this rant about Amber. Do y'all think she was right or do y'all think she was wrong?
Everybody got their own opinions. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody has one, so you can really say what you want to say. We say our opinions every day.
And some opinions make you an
Some just hurt, but I mean, it's still, honey, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, but she shouldn't say that about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, though, is done a lot for black people. She just came to the black race yesterday, honey. So she All right, honey. Up next, honey, will Malia Obama be the next rock star? Heidi and Frank will tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it seems like 20-year-old Malia Obama may be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame very soon.
For radio, it's weird.
Because
I don't have one, but she's getting one.
The former first daughter made her very first rock video appearance. Yes, take a look.
And I'm right.
That was horrible.
No, it's horrible. But in the moment, it probably feels fun because this is a band called The Dakotas, and this is their single, Walking on Air. And yes, that was Malia Obama in there. She's going to be embarrassed 5 years from now. She's going
to
look back.
Do your parents are proud of this video? That she's looking to be a pop star?
No, but parents are always like, that's so cute.
I mean, all the years of harmonica lessons, and this is what you do with it?
She's kind of a bad fake harmonica player.
I think they caught her. She's really excited about buffalo wings, and they caught her. And I was like, oh, we're doing the video?
Because I play a great fake harmonica. I mean, let me give you a little bit.
Hey, stop choking that cat.
That's how you do it, Malia, if you're watching.
Yeah, everyone does stupid stuff, stupid videos.
Fix your hair.
What's wrong with my hair? See? I feel like I'm walking on air. Hey, I think my mom dad'll be happy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.